I woke up at 3 a.m. and I went right to the computer to see how much money had come in into our church's account and how much money was going out. And I thought, oh boy, how are we ever going to do this? This is the Creativity Podcast with David Traeg. Every time that I get worried about money, whether it's our own finances at home or whether it's the church's budget, I always think about two things: the practical, but also the stories. I remember that day when I woke up at 2 a.m. and was worried sick about the church's finances. All I could think about was, how are we going to make more money? How are we going to cut expenses? But as I sat there and pondered all the possibilities, the only thing that I could think of was the kids planting a Peace Center garden. You see, one of the biggest and most powerful moments of my time at this church a few years ago was seeing the children of the congregation plant jasmine, tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, right outside of the church's facility. In this little tiny patch that was no bigger than maybe the size of a bathroom, these kids from the community, many of them without parents, most of them immigrants, were planting and learning how to preserve the earth, how to create their own food, how to grow their own food. And when we're thinking of all these budget cuts and when we were thinking of how are we going to make more money to pay our bills, I thought about the beauty of seeing something grow from the ground up. So I remember thinking about that, but never using that story to inspire people. See, you can't inspire change, especially change that hurts, without story. Even though everyone in your life will want to go to the facts and think of the figures, we as creatives have to always remember that what really moves people is emotion. Every concern, just think about it, that you have about, are you going to be able to pay your own bills or are you going to lose 10 pounds? It all comes down to emotion. Oh, I know you think you're the most rational person ever, but have you ever wanted to lose weight just because your doctor told you to? Or is it because you want to fit into that brand new dress or into those pants that used to fit loosely and now they're a little tight? Story is about human emotion. When I think about those children, even to this day, I think about my own life. And even though I didn't grow up planting any trees or growing tomatoes in my own backyard, my father did. I remember that one year when he wanted to connect with me and to bring me something that would make our relationship even stronger. See, I didn't grow up with my father, and so we had to redo our relationship through the years. But I remember one year, because my father has always loved trees, he brought me, even though it probably wasn't even legal, a little plant from back home. He flew into LAX, and when we got home, he opened his suitcase and he brought this plant, this little maybe 2-centimeter plant that was in a black bag. The next day, we went to the backyard and he dug a hole. He said, "Son, do you have a shovel and a hose and I'll do the rest. And so, of course, we got going. We opened a little shed that I have in my backyard. We found a shovel and a nice area to plant this seed, this little tree that he had brought from home. I remember he called it Nim. I don't know even what that really means. But I remember my father telling me that that tree, even though it was just a few centimeters at the time, could grow up to maybe 10 or 20 feet. And that this tree was known because of the trunk of the tree was strong and was wide. I remember he was even concerned that it might tip over the fence. He planted the tree, and truth be told, it didn't quite work. But that moment is forever in my mind because it represented my relationship with my father, a desire to connect and to rebuild the love that we lost. And when churches are going through budget cuts, or when you might be thinking of what you have to do to make ends meet and you're worried about things, don't ever forget that the reason why you want to make those cuts, or the reason why you want to lose weight, is because of love. It's because of a story. The other day, I was talking to a young mom who's going through some troubles. She's experiencing deep pain. And as I talked to her about her husband and her marriage, it didn't come down to finances or vacations. It wasn't about even religion or about morality. It came down to her wanting her husband to want to sleep in the same bed with her. It came down to just the simplicity of wanting to know that her husband still loved her, that he still wanted to hold her hand, that he still wanted to comfort her when she was sad. No matter how old you are, how young you are, it's not about the facts and the figures. It's not about making the wisest decision. Of course, we need to be thrifty and we need to think about life and think about our future. But what it comes down to is, what is a story that you're believing? What is that feeling inside of your heart that is driving you towards worry or driving you towards peace? Every time that I think of my current budget, my current church, my current situation, and when I am tempted to just think about facts and figures and about growth and charts, I always go back to the mistake that I made the first time of not telling the stories, of not talking about those young boys and girls planting that peace center garden. And I have committed to never making that mistake again. Sometime this year, we're going to have to talk about budget at my church. Every year we have to, right? Every nonprofit, every business, every creative, every individual, every couple has to think about their budget or taxes. I want to commit to always leading with story. So here's how. The way that you want to tell a story is simply by thinking about, what do you feel when you hear a story? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? Does it make you want to get up and dance? Does it make you want to fall on your knees and cry? Not everyone is a great storyteller. I pretty much stink at it. But I'm trying to just put myself in the shoes of Luke Skywalker. Remember Luke Skywalker from Star Wars? His great story was to become a Jedi, was to realize who he belonged to discover his real father. use the Force, Luke. And so Luke goes out into the universe trying to find love, to find this connection to his true family, to his true essence, to who he truly is. And along the way, there are all kinds of dangers and problems, and Yoda helps him and makes him aware of this amazing power, this force that is within him. And so he goes through a whole journey of faith, and the hero's journey, as Joseph Campbell calls it, looking to find himself and to partner with Hans and realize that Leia is actually his sister, and to realize that his father actually turned dark, but he wasn't always dark, and now he has a choice to make. And at the end of the day, all Luke wants to do is to be, just to be loved, just to find himself, just to know that he belongs to someone. And I just think of that when I want to tell a story. Joseph Campbell has three steps to it. He talks about the hero begins with an adventure, then he faces a great obstacle, and then he resolves that obstacle. So maybe those three things help you. So I want to give you a moment, even just as we do this, to actually practice your story and think of just your own life. So let me give you an example of my own life. So my adventure is simple: music. I've always loved music. The obstacle was that I felt scared and anxious being far from home. Never maybe affirmed in my music because of just not having my parents around. But then one day, I remember sitting down with a friend, a USC grad, a church planter, and I wanted to be just like him. And I said, "Chris, I wish I was you." He said, "Are you crazy? I wish I was you. You know how to play and how to sing, and you know how to do music, and you inspire everyone every time you play and sing your guitar." And that day I remember thinking, wow, maybe my journey is not to run away from music, but to actually run towards music. And so every time that I want to give up on a project or on my eating habits or on working out, every time that I envy someone else's talents or church or car, I think about my friend Chris. And he helps me understand that actually I already have everything that I need. So there you go. As I said, I'm not the greatest storyteller, but those are the three ways that I try to frame storytelling. What I know is that when it comes down to your budget, or about losing weight, or about finding a new job, it's never about facts. It's never about figures. It's never about the number on the scale. It's always about the story that you're telling yourself. Tell yourself a great story. One that has an adventure, an obstacle, and a resolution. Don't be afraid of the obstacle. It's part of your story. But don't get stuck there. Don't forget the adventure, because you're not just trying to make ends meet. You're not just trying to find a new job. You're actually trying to live out a great story, a great adventure. But don't forget the resolution. Don't just get stuck with your dreams and how unfulfilled they are. Instead, keep working towards a resolution, towards what we call in the church salvation, towards the salvation of your life. As I think about this year, now we're almost to June, and I think about the second half of this year, I've been asking myself, what is the story that I'm living? What is this passion that I'm pursuing? And all I can think of is me being that young kid with that guitar, just simply wanting to sing to the world, let everyone know that God is good, Let everyone know that if I can do it, then you can do it too. And so every time I get worried about budgets and money and traffic and bills and my kids getting older in college, I always think about that young boy playing his guitar, in love with life and music, in love with God and his family. And it continues to push me forward. What is your story? What do you need to focus on this month, this year? Tell yourself a story of grace. Remember your story. Push the facts and figures to the background. Don't let them rule you. Don't let them overwhelm you. And if you're going to wake up at 3 a.m., like I did this morning, start with a story. Wake up to the story that you're living. Live with joy. Live with peace. And if you're going through that middle section of fear and of obstacles and isolation, remember that the story, your story, is not done yet. It is still being told as we speak. Thank you for being here. Until next time.